You're with SBS Radio.
Close to 300 people visit the Safe Injecting Room in the inner city suburb of Richmond in Melbourne. It is a place where people can safely go to take drugs, with clean needles and medical professionals on hand. It is the second Safe Injecting Room in Australia, with one also located in Sydney's King's Cross. Former police officer Greg Denham says the idea behind the spaces is to not only stop overdoses, but to help curb drug use altogether.
When a person goes into a supervised injecting facility, they're not only in a safe environment if they overdose, but they also have the opportunity to, build a relationship or get to know staff there who have ready access to a range of services that can provide some benefits, say housing, employment, and especially drug treatment programs.
However, a new report by the Pennington Institute reveals people are still dying. Australia's annual overdose report reveals the number of unintentional drug deaths has risen by 38% in the last decade. Pennington Institute CEO John Ryan says the statistics are concerning.
What's behind all these numbers is actually devastated families and lots of people in communities around Australia, including regional and rural communities that are feeling the impact of the increased overdose toll in Australia. It's a record high. It continues to grow. It's been growing all of this century. And really, it's a tragedy that we're not paying sufficient attention to.
The report examines the types of drugs people are overdosing on and how they have changed over time. Over the last 5 years, the use of stimulant drugs like methamphetamine and ecstasy, better known as MDMA, has tripled. Deaths involving depressants, illicit opioids like heroin and benzodiazepine, have doubled. It's a statistic which doesn't surprise Director of the National Centre for Neurological Treatment of Addiction, Professor John Curry. He says the rise of polydrug overdoses, which are deaths caused by the use of four or more substances at once, can be partially attributed to people not knowing the risk.
Many people don't recognise the dangers of prescribed medications when they're combined together. And a number of people have severe pain, or they have anxiety and depression. They take a number of medications for this. That includes medications like the benzodiazepines, Valium, opiates, but also a number of additional medications, and together can produce toxicity and potentially death.
Mr. Ryan notes Australia's overdose crisis is just as much about legal drugs as it is about illicit drugs. Legal pharmaceutical opioids, that's drugs like codeine and fentanyl, are still involved in over half of opioid overdose deaths. He says the problem is not just isolated to Australia, but becoming a global issue.
Unfortunately, the overdose problem is not just in Australia, it's around the world. Obviously, North America's had quite a lot of attention in relation to its devastating overdose toll, but we're seeing overdose problems in the Punjab, in India, in Ghana, in West Africa, certainly in Scotland, in the United Kingdom. It's an international trend, and it's because we're not actually dealing with the problem.
The report comes in the wake of the United States brand Johnson & Johnson being found guilty of fueling Oklahoma's opioid drug crisis. Cleveland County Judge Thad Borkman handing down the verdict and issuing the company a $52 million US fine.
The defendants, Janssen and Johnson & Johnson's misleading marketing and promotion of opioids created a nuisance as defined by 50 OS Section 1, including a finding that those actions compromise the health and safety of thousands of Oklahomans. Specifically, defendants caused an opioid crisis that is evidenced by increased rates of addiction, overdose deaths, and neonatal abstinence syndrome.
Interestingly, while many associate drug use with young people, Australians aged between 30 and 59 had the highest rate of drug deaths. In 2017, 30 to 59-year-olds accounting for over 71% of overdoses, while under 30s made up just over 9%. Opioids are the main cause of death amongst 40 to 49-year-olds, an age group where Professor Curry says many adults develop mental and physical pain. He says, sadly, many don't realise opioids can be as dangerous as illegal drugs if used incorrectly.
The challenge is that opioids are effective for chronic pain but when taken in excessive numbers or particularly with other medications, they can cause a reduction in the ability to be awake and alert, so they can be involved in motor vehicle accidents. But more importantly, they can also cause overdose by suppressing respiration. People gradually fall asleep, they don't breathe, and so it becomes similar to a heroin overdose.
The report highlights also the growing substance abuse problems in Indigenous Australian communities. Indigenous Australians are three times more likely to die from an unintentional overdose than non-Indigenous. Stimulants are responsible for 33% of First Nations drug deaths in 2017, compared to just over 19% for non-Indigenous. Professor Curry says a lack of medical resources in many Indigenous communities is contributing to the gap.
The relative lack of medical services and the social deprivation, which is also present, this combination means that the medications are often used not for the purposes for which they might be prescribed. And so what you've got is a high-risk population with, again, the information that these medications can be dangerous not as well disseminated.
Since 2008, more than twice as many Australians have died from drugs than in car accidents, with over 14,000 having lost their lives. The Pennington Institute's Mr. Ryan is warning if more is not done to address addiction and drug use, they predict a further 1,900 Australians will die by 2020.
That idea in the road toll, which is that we should aim towards zero, should be the same principle in relation to overdoses. So the area that concerns us is that there's not enough emphasis on overdose. It's killing a lot of Australians. They're in all age groups. They're across the socioeconomic spectrum. So it's touching people from all walks of life, and we're really not doing anything about it. We're relying on law enforcement to try and arrest our way out of the problem. They've said that they can't do that. We've got to get the health sector to do more.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.